Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
Oh, shit. We're back on a Monday. It's Skankfest week, folks. We ain't fucking around. Shout out to everyone that came out last night in Austin, Texas to watch a Legion of Skanks live. Two sold-out shows. Crazy night of events. Thank you guys for all being there. All that shit that happened. Wow. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Doing good. How you doing, man?
Feeling very nice. How are you feeling about everything with Skankfest coming up?
Excited. Nervous.
A lot of writing. Zach D'Amico, you don't understand. He roasts the whole festival. He does the naked roast. He's returning to the Roastmasters.
Coming out of retirement
for the Roastmasters, which is incredible. We're excited, man. If you guys are going to be at Skankfest, I will see you there. Come say what's up. Take a picture. Smoke some weed with me. It's going to be a blast. If you guys love the show, go subscribe to Gas Digital. You get the uncensored pre-release of every episode we do. It comes out on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 noon Eastern right here on the Gas Digital Network. Only two of those episodes go to YouTube. So if you guys are subscribed, you get a third bonus episode just for subscribers and many other member benefits. It's the number one way that you can support this show is by subscribing to the Gas Digital Network, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP. We get credit for it. And you guys save $1.50 a month. Two incredible guests. From the Tiger MILF podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Joyang Summers back on the show.
What's up, guys?
What's up, girl?
So happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. I didn't realize you were naked on the internet, and now that I know that...
Which one? Which photo did you see?
I saw a bunch. It's a lot of tits. No, right. No vag.
But did I cover them, though?
No. I saw your nipples.
Oh, really?
I saw those nippies, for sure.
Really?
100%.
Yeah, I think my
That's
my
the
ex...
site she's on.
No, my ex has
those nippies.
I broke up with this guy. He got all my news.
Oh, and so these are illegals.
Yeah, I think he released them because I ghost him.
You ghosted him? Shit. Well, damn it. Well, I'm sorry.
You call him every 7 days.
No, I
feel bad now that I'm masturbating
Do you like them?
I love them. They're excellent.
So just
the titties and then the panties and like, you don't show anything more than that. It's just titties.
Well, yeah, he released them.
I released two of them.
I sent him a lot of news. I mean, topless, I can say.
All right, well, that's good. Well, Joyang, well, thank you for being here, and thank you for, being so cool about apparently being revenge porned on the internet.
It's okay. It happens.
It does happen. Also, ladies and gentlemen, from the Final Stop podcast, and also, I didn't even know this, a Kill Tony Golden Ticket winner. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know you won a Golden Ticket on Kill Tony.
Yeah, way back when.
That's a big fucking deal. Ladies and gentlemen, Tristan Bowling on the show for the very first time.
What's up?
What's up, Ken?
What's up?
I didn't realize you won a golden ticket. That's a huge deal in the world of comedians.
Yeah, I won it back when they were still doing it in L.A.
Wow. So do you cash in on this golden ticket often?
Yeah. I try to at least once a year.
Once a year. And now you go down to Austin, you do the mothership.
Yeah.
And you crush it every time. Because if they announce you as a golden ticket guy, that's like being announced as Seinfeld at stand-up New York in 2004.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, holy fucking shit, dude. This guy has a golden ticket. He must be pretty goddamn great.
Yeah. People get excited, but like a lot of people have just started watching the show,
yeah.
So they're just like, don't have the lexicon. I got my golden ticket when I was 20. I'm 26 now.
Wow. So it's been a while.
Yeah, so like people are just like, oh my god, it's one of the retarded guys.
Well, exactly. That's thing. You're not retarded. Actually, you know what's funny, I just wrote that those words down. You're not retarded. I was gonna bring that up.
I thought
that was your mantra.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that out loud, Lewis.
That's supposed to be a post-it card in your mirror.
Yeah,
my morning salutation.
Yeah.
You're not retarded. retarded.
You're not retarded. I'm not gay.
You're not diseased.
Yeah.
So you got the golden ticket, and it's a big deal. You go every time now and fucking...
Yeah.
But you're not retarded now. Or do you feel like you sort of missed the boat? Because had you pretended to be a little more retarded than you really are, you might have been able to cash in a little bit more.
That is true. I did, during my Kill Tony golden ticket tenure, have, like, I did try to off myself. So I feel like that's brain retarded.
That is true.
That is brain
retarded.
That's
a real thing. You tried to actually kill yourself.
Yes.
Was it with a gun? How cool would that be?
That would be fucking
insane.
That'd
be fucking sick. Now, how'd you try to kill yourself?
Pills.
Pills.
Took a lot of pills.
Wow. Joyang, what do you think of that?
I don't think
In Japanese culture, they put a sword into their body.
I know. Yeah. I'm a coward.
They fall on a sword. It's a very brave thing that they do.
Yeah.
The way you do it, you fucking put some Advil in your mouth like a fucking chick.
Dude. Yeah, like, Advil. I'm taking mad
I don't think pills can make you dumber. Like, your eyes look like goldfish. I think pills can probably help you.
I mean... Yeah,
they did help you. Did you change? So this is dark, and I love it. Let's do our plugs, and then let's get into why Tristan tried. He won a golden ticket. If that's not enough to keep you going, I don't know what is. Honest with you,
yeah, it was tough.
Did Tony call you afterwards?
Yeah, he felt obligated.
Was he like, Tristan, you are a genius.
How you doing, buddy?
You cannot kill yourself. You are one of the only great comedians.
I'm backstage with Joe Rogan. He's on stage. Don't try to talk to him. Yeah,
Shannon, let's do our plugs. Let's get him out of the way. I got to figure this out. It's very interesting, Tristan. I've never hung out with anybody who's tried to kill himself, I don't think.
Really?
This is very interesting. I probably have. I just don't listen when people talk. Yeah. So that's also okay.
We're a hoot.
Yeah. So Joyang, what are you plugging today?
Summerscomedy.com. I have a tour going on. So if you want to see me perform, just go on my website, summerscomedy.com. I'm coming all over America.
You're coming all over America. I like that. I feel like that is a little bit of a double entendre to get the boys out.
I want the boys out, but I can't have one night stands.
No more.
I don't know why.
Well, you have to pretend that maybe there's a chance, because a lot of guys are very attracted to you, Joyang.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. People talk about Joyang. They're like, oh, Joyang's hot, dude.
That's cute.
They like Joyang
because they didn't hear me talk. You know.
No. The accent is even more fun. Yeah.
I can't keep a man.
I will say that Asian accents, if you just take it at face value, it sounds like the person you're talking to is very stupid.
Yeah.
If you really think about it. Now I know you're not stupid, and I know Asians are smarter than Americans for the most part, but when you speak to something like an Asian person who's speaking English and they have a thick Asian accent, you're like, this person's fucking retarded.
You think they're dumb. That's the good thing, because then when I fuck you, you don't get it until you're really fucked.
Until I'm fucked. That's it.
Yes, exactly. It's good.
So what are you plugging, Tristan?
Listen to my podcast, The Final Stop, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and my Instagram, Tristan is a Comedian. I'm at The Stand every weekend.
The Stand every weekend.
Every week,
living
there, living at The Stand,
living
the
He's
best.
He's alive,
living alive
for now.
For now,
come see him. You don't know when this guy could go.
27 is a curse.
Okay,
yeah, 26. Yeah,
I'm
coming up on the Friday the 13th of my life.
He may not be alive next year. Come see him while you can.
Yes,
Zach and Mika, what are you plugging?
Just follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. I have all my details up there.
What I decided I'm doing at Skankfest, because I'm doing Coke Magic. I'm also bringing a Coke Magic 8-ball. Which I think is a fun little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime people ask me things throughout the festival, real important work questions, I'm shaking up my 8-ball, and whatever it says, that's what they're getting. So, Shannon, what did you ask me before, Shannon?
If I could bedazzle it with TTI, because it's TTI's 8-ball.
And then I said what? And then it came up and said, ask again.
No,
later.
No, no. That was a question to my previous question.
Oh, okay.
You said yes to me branding.
Oh, I'm
that.
Sorry. No, hold on. Can you bedazzle the ball? No. I'll tell you right now, Shannon.
Zach, can you make sure I tell you the truth?
I will. I'll tell the truth. I can't see
it. It has to face straight up to the ceiling, is it?
Question. Wait, outlook not so good.
You already told me yes.
The ball speaks, Shannon. The ball does the speaking for me.
That's also not a no.
Usually the ball writes for you.
Let's see. Live dates. Come see me live. Come see me on the road. Creek and Cave, Austin, Texas is sold out. That was actually last night. Sorry, guys. Secret Group, Houston, Texas. This is all after Skankfest. October 4th, Houston, Texas. One night only, two shows. Going to be a blast. Then I'm going to be in Austin that following Sunday doing a Depraved on October 6th. So grab those tickets. That will sell out. And then lots of other stuff coming up. Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine, Boston, Massachusetts, New Britain, Connecticut, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. That's all in October. Lots of other stuff, Toronto, Casper, Wyoming, and other stuff coming up in November. I'm going to be touring all through the end of the year. Come see me on the road and the Meaty Ogre Tour. And yeah, that's that. Check out my other pods, The Regs, Legion of Skanks, Story Wars. They're all great. They're all fucking great. Joyang, you brought an you have an assistant?
Yes, he's a big fat Mexican.
He's a big fat Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a
I wouldn't describe him as any of those.
He's a white Mexican. He speaks four languages, and he can do things.
He's a he's a wet Mexican. Their backs are wet.
A white Mexican.
Yeah, it's just the backside.
White.
Doesn't he look like the guy that used to chase the Fraggles?
Yes.
Fraggles.
He looks like when the two stations in Bill and Ted jumped on top of each other and formed one giant station. Pull up station from Bill and Ted when they formed the station monster. This is very much what this guy looks like. He has a glaze on him. Like he's yeah, he's got
also my bodyguard.
He's your bodyguard. I will also destroy him physically. Just so you know, I will fucking end his. Look at, does this not look like this guy right here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the mini. That's a mini station. Yeah. They form one giant station at one point together, but that's okay, Shannon. Yeah, I will destroy your body.
He's looking at,
looking at me now.
You're on camera.
A Mexican named Evan. Okay, I'm not afraid of
Sanford.
This at all. Sanford. See, that's what looks like. Exactly what it looks like.
That does look like. Yeah, Megastation.
That's
yeah.
Evan.
Megastation. Evan, are you trained in martial arts? No, you can just shake your head and yes or no. I understand sign language. You have tits. Yes, I see that, Evan. I see it.
He said he was a cop.
He was a cop.
Yeah.
Oh, what does that mean? You know how many cops are coming to my jujitsu class and I fucking choke them unconscious and I call them a pig while they go out. I'm like, oink, oink. Right in their fucking ear. It's the best thing.
Being then able if they to... die, you just put Lucy's in their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, who can't breathe? Who can't breathe?
Don't see a body cam now, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You used to be a cop, but he's telling me he loves me. Or is that your badge? All right, he loves me. All right, good.
He does. He's a huge fan. Also.
You're a fan? All right, good. All right. Well, you know what? I don't have to fight your bodyguard now.
He loves it.
I have to prove myself every time I meet some sort of security or bodyguard. I have to be like, yo, what's up?
You got
to
smell his ass, dude.
Yeah, he's like a dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk to me, Tristan. You tried to kill yourself.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
It was silly.
What was going on? Talk to me about this time in your life. You had already won the golden ticket.
Yeah, I'd already won the golden ticket.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you don't need anything else.
I was doing a bunch of shows, and I got pretty deep into the cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
I also almost, did you try to almost kill yourself with cocaine? Because that was sort of how I was doing it.
No, it was like I was doing a lot of cocaine and just doing like not cool shit.
So this is the thing. This is the problem with winning a golden ticket. Is you get exposed to that life.
Yeah, it wasn't really that fabulous.
It was fucking, you know, you get the golden ticket, here you are, dude. You're fucking cutting up lines with your golden ticket.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I got my golden ticket, like, the day before I turned 21. So I was like, as soon as
you were on cloud nine that night.
Dude, I went to the next day, like, I was like, I'm not doing fucking shit. I'm going to, like, the following Monday, going to go do Kill Tony at the Comedy Store, and I can get in for the first time.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, and I got hammered.
Yeah.
And like I was telling Red Band, I'm like, I'm gonna get a face tattoo tonight. And
oh,
he's
hell
like,
yeah.
Had to be like, don't do
oh,
that.
Oh, he said don't?
Yeah, yeah. That's he had hilarious. To be like a real, like.
What a pussy.
I know.
Red Band, why are you such a pussy, dude? It'd be hilarious if Tristan was sitting here with a fucking dick tattooed on his face right now.
Not Hello Kitty.
I wanted to get something. Do you know that like S that you do for binder artwork? Like that like pointy
oh, yeah,
Superman?
Yeah, of course,
I wanted to get that right.
I doodle that regularly. Six lines.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. Two triangles on top. Bang, bang.
Yeah. I wanted to get that
on
my face.
I doodle regularly.
You're a doodler? You're a doodler, you said.
I doodle. That's it right there. Except that has a little extra on the fucking end. That's wild.
Yeah, that's like a 3D one.
That's really wild, dude. God damn. Damn, Shannon, stop trying to outdoodle me. I doodle that. I doodle swastikas.
Nice.
Regularly draw swastikas.
Yeah.
Burning churches.
No, burning crosses.
Burning crosses.
I do. I try to do faces, but I accidentally make the lips too big, and it looks like just grotesquely racist. Like the face of black guys.
Yes.
And then I have to do like crunch them up real quick at work and just be like, nah, I'm
that's
not.
Even more racist.
Yes, that's bad.
Just let them live.
Well, usually I light them on fire.
Well,
yeah.
When I draw black guys, I draw the Ghostbuster symbol through them.
Yeah. Like,
no smoking.
And
no
usually they're
people.
Stepping out doing like yeah. that.
Nah, man. Yeah, come on, bro.
I am afraid of these ghosts. It's scary.
Who you gonna call?
And dude, I've heard that on the train. You just be like, who the fuck you gonna call? I'm like, my mom, dude. I don't know.
Call the Ghostbusters, white boy. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta, incredible company that's supporting our show for such a long time. They make incredible Delta 8 products that get you super duper high. So if you're over 21 years old, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies, vapes, and now pre-rolls for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, guys, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you'll save 25% off your order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? So, all right, you win this golden ticket. You know, it's a whirlwind of events. You start developing a cocaine problem.
Yeah, I started getting into it. I like, tried it, and then I was like...
This rules?
I was like, it wasn't really for me just because, like, the post-nasal drip.
And oh, that's the best part. It's like a hit of cocaine every time your nose drips.
But it was just, like, it felt like I was just having slime go down the back of my... I probably wasn't doing great cocaine. Yeah. So, like, it was just, like, sometimes I'd do a hit.
Yeah, the drip is the best part. Look at Zach. He's fucking, the hairs are standing up on his arms right now. He's thinking about that drip. He's so excited.
You love the drip?
Yeah, you take Afrin with you.
Yeah.
No, I just, that's crazy to do a bump and then follow it with Afrin. That's a good combo.
Yeah. So, all right, so you do your drip.
Yeah, I had a little drippy droppy. And so I was going really heavy into coke, and I was just like doing comedy, and I wasn't doing good in comedy. I just started drinking. So I was like of the mindset where I'm like, listen, I can have a few drinks and go on stage.
Of course, yeah.
And then just going on stage and be like...
And just fucking it up and not doing good. Doing what you needed to do.
Not doing good.
So at what point do you start... So you're doing drugs every night. It's a dark thing. I've been there before.
Yeah.
When you're doing coke and you're not doing it in a fun way, you're not doing it in a sexy way.
And I'm living with my parents.
You're living with your parents. You don't got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right? Which is it's a hard way to do cocaine.
Yeah, I'm like doing cocaine and my dementia-riddled grandma's like knocking on my door asking where her parents are.
And you were doing it alone very often.
Yeah, mostly.
That is the way that is a big telltale sign if a person is truly depressed. If they're fucking just doing lines of cocaine in their bedroom by themselves. Yeah. I did it with people very few times.
Dude, I would do cocaine, play Nintendo Switch just on. I'd do cocaine then go to sleep.
Dude, I would do cocaine and play
Rocket League.
Race car soccer, thank you.
Race car soccer isn't accurate. Yeah, like Plane Waitress. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I would play Rocket League on cocaine, and I thought I was the best at it. I was just like, it was fucking, I streamed a few times. There's streams out there with me just, I would go off camera and I'd go, you'd hear me go, and come back. And I start playing Rocket League again. It was insanity.
You would have got red carded, dude.
What's red carded mean?
Regular, like soccer, they pull out the red card.
Oh, yeah. I never watched soccer.
No, I don't either. I just.
They could try to red card me.
Yeah, dude.
Like, give me that card. Let's go, bitch.
That's fucking fun.
So you're doing cocaine by yourself a lot. You're living with your parents. You're depressed. It's not. Comedy is not what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You're depressed about that? Why are you depressed?
I was just like, I wasn't where I really wanted to be. I was having trouble with girls and stuff like that.
Lady
like,
trouble. That'll always do it too.
Lady trouble.
Did your son's mother start dating a black person?
That, honestly, it would get me there.
That'll do it.
That'll do some cocaine. That'll make me do a little bit
That's what's up, nigga.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're depressed.
Yeah, so.
Joying, have you ever been depressed?
Yes.
You get depressed sometimes.
I've never done cocaine.
You've never done cocaine?
No, I did weed. That's the most drug I've ever done.
Would you ever try cocaine? If we got cocaine right now, would you do some cocaine with us?
No. I am bipolar. I'm high. Naturally. What? I'm bipolar.
You're naturally high?
I have bipolar disorder.
Do you think cocaine would be good or bad for bipolar? Look that up. I bet you, I don't know, but I bet you when cocaine was first introduced into like medicine in like the 30s or whatever, they were giving it to bipolar people.
They were like,
just here, if I can do that in your gums and then you're good.
I'm naturally very high.
I'm very high right now. Okay.
I feel very good.
You look very good. We love Joying here.
I have all the energy. I sleep 2 hours a night, and
I have a question. Do you think
Zhang Yang doesn't get high? She goes, hi-ya.
Hi-ya. That's like an Andre 3000 song. Hi-ya.
Do you think that Do you think it's an ick for a man that is so depressed that he tries to kill himself? If I was a woman, that would be some beta ass shit. That's not going to help with your woman problems.
I mean, would it help just because it was pills, or like if I had like a pretty sick gunshot wound in my head? Would
if
that be
you
like,
blasted your fucking head back and you just it was just a hole in your face and you somehow you survived, you'd get more chicks than looking like you do now doing pills. Pills is a pussy
move. Pills is a pussy move. Don't do pills.
I don't do pills. I won't. I promise.
Get a sword, you know.
Get a sword?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
When you look at it, you don't want to kill yourself. You're like, oh, you'll be pills just like candies.
Yeah. Did you see the reflection of my face in the sword?
Yeah. You're like, it's even worse. Yeah. You swallow the sword, dude.
That'd be so tight.
And then if you don't die, get a job in the circus.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Perfect solution.
That's a fucking brilliant idea, dude. You go like, you know, I'm going to kill myself. If you die, you die.
You can do that with a double barrel shotgun, too.
Yeah, you swallow a double barrel shotgun and blast it off. If you live, you got a job in the circus.
Just blow out your asshole. Yeah.
So, okay, so let's go back. You're depressed.
Yeah.
This is not going well. You're having girl problems. You broke up with a girl?
Yeah. It went through like a nasty breakup.
It was the love of your life.
Yeah, I was
You
like,
still think about this girl every day.
Is she white, black, Latina? What is she?
She was white.
She's a white girl. You're not looking at Tristan?
Yeah, I was in Arizona, bro. I dated like a fair amount of Latinas and black girls and stuff
like that.
Okay,
but this is a white girl from New York.
Well, she's from Chicago.
She's from Chicago, but she lives in New York now.
Well, we're in Arizona.
Oh, this is all Arizona.
This
right
is all AZ.
This is, you're still in AZ during this golden ticket thing.
Yeah, this is like 20. Yeah, I'm like 3 years into a happy relationship right now.
Great. Okay, three years into a happy relationship.
Yeah, we also started our relationship doing a lot of cocaine. That'll so be, it's like yeah. a common
She's threat. A crazy bitch, this girl, though.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, the one I'm dating right now?
No. The other girl.
Both, yes. Both, yes.
They're all crazy bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so bring me back here.
So it was just a really hard...
Jenna, can you play the sexy music? I don't know why I'm getting turned on by this.
All right. It was late one night.
No, you're not going to make it. It was already sexy.
Oh, okay.
Just talk like you.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
so you're depressed.
Yeah, I was depressed. I was just like, you know what? I'm finna do it. I'm just like, I couldn't think of, like, I don't want to do anything right now. I don't want to be, like, here.
You just didn't want to...
There is, like, no other escape.
Depression is a weird thing. And I've been there before. You don't want to get out of bed. When I have to do my taxes, I want to kill myself every time.
Yeah.
Because my ADHD scratches the same itch as hardcore depression mm-hmm. used to scratch. Whatever. The anxiety, it bubbles over in a way... Where I become paralyzed. And I don't want to do anything. I don't want to move. If I look at like a pile of mail on my kitchen counter, I will literally feel depressed. I will literally feel like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do that. I just did a bunch of fucking tax shit yesterday and it felt like I was in an insane asylum all day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, I was, I mean,
I know that.
Just going through all of your expenses and all like that shit, going back and forth between apps and all that shit, there's nothing more fucked up to me. So if you've never been depressed before, you can't move. You can't get out of bed. You can't do anything. And you saw no path to anything being better.
Yeah, it was just like me just it was probably a culmination of like a like over 24 hour like kind of boiling over point to where I was just like.
Was there an event that happened that day that made you go, this is fucking it, dude?
It was just like me realizing that I had fucked up my relationships just by being a dickhead and just like prioritizing other stuff that wasn't working out. Like I tried to do rap. Like I wanted to be a rapper.
You're doing rap right now. It's a great show.
It is a fantastic show.
Best podcast on the planet.
Yes. No, but...
you try to be a rapper.
Yeah, I tried to be a rapper. Yeah. And like when I was on... That's what I thought got me a golden ticket on Kill Tony, because when they were asking me during my interview, they're like, what do? You play Fortnite or whatever? I'm like, I actually do rap.
And then, so you rapped on the show.
I rapped on the show.
And it was good.
It was good. It wasn't bad.
Nice. Yeah. I got to rap at Skankfest this week. Maybe you can give me some tips before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm battle rapping Big J Okerson.
That's intense.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard as fuck, dude. You should do the Not Like Us theme, the instrumental.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, no, we have the songs already picked out.
Oh, what are they?
I don't remember.
Okay, cool.
There's some of them. There's some fucking beats or whatever. I hate it. It's giving me a lot of anxiety. But anyway, so bring me back. Your things aren't working out. Your relationship has failed. You guys just broke up.
And it was just like I was just drinking all day, and it was just like one of those things where I mean, I was prescribed like Xanax. And, like, I was taking, like, a mixture of, like, Xanax and Ritalin, and I was just, like, I just want to feel something. Yeah. And I couldn't, like, I was just, like, in my room just trying to do, like, taking cocaine with it, just trying to smoke weed, just trying to feel anything.
You were smoking weed, doing cocaine, and then you were taking the Xanax and the Ritalin.
Yeah.
And
drinking.
At this time, were you saying, I'm trying to kill myself, or was there, when you started off with this session, were you trying to kill yourself?
No, it was just like...
You were just going, like, I'm going down this rabbit hole, and I'm going to see where I go.
Yeah.
At one point, did it consciously become like, I'm going to try to actually end my life right
now? It was just like a moment where I was just like kind of sitting there, and I'm just like, fuck it. And just like, I'm like, might as well just like give it a shot. Just like,
and then you took more pills.
Yeah, I just took like all of my Xanax, like all one at a time, just all like bulp, 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 bulp. And then like my parents were like trying to check in on me. I'm all doing this in my room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my like parents come in and they like check in on me, and like I have like my pills underneath like my pillowcase and shit. And they're just like, what is this? And they're like, I'm like, bleh. And they're just like, yeah, we got to get you to the hospital.
So they went to the hospital and they pumped your stomach.
Yeah. And then I had to go to the psych ward. And that was.
How was that?
The thing is, I'm like in Arizona, it wasn't like really, or we don't have like a dedicated psych ward for like people with mid insurance. Like you can go to the Scottsdale one, which is all like fun and fancy, and that's where David Spade goes and shit like that. But like if you're just like kind of means, like I went to like a processing and rehabilitation ward, which was basically like when you like are coming down off of crack and need to go to jail.
Right.
Like that's like the room.
This is
next
for
to us.
Brown people.
Yeah.
You went to a place for brown people when you needed to be a place for white people.
Yeah. I was. Yeah. They checked me in wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at my papers, Doc. You got the wrong guy.
So that was that. But you never. You got out. You never thought about it again. It was just sort of like you got caught up in the moment.
Yeah, it was just like I felt it was just I saw what it did to my parents, and I'm just like, fuck. I'm like my parents are like, yes, please. Like, because my sister, she lives in Florida. Like, she's not really as attached and stuff like that. She moved out when she was 18.
How old is she?
She's like 16 months older than me. So, like, she's like 27, 28.
Can we see some pictures of her? Is she hot? I imagine your sister's hot.
No, she's in a polyamorous relationship in Florida.
Polyamorous? What's that?
It's
those are the little tiny.
Tiny
rubber
clothes.
The people.
Yeah.
Pollyanna?
Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket.
Yeah. Those tiny rubber clothes, perfect to chew on. I love chewing on those, dude. But no, she's like that's a whole nother can
so
of worms.
So she's like she's a lesbian.
Yeah,
she
she's a
like
lesbian.
Zach.
She has a girlfriend, two boyfriends. All
two
together.
Boyfriends.
Two
oh,
boyfriends.
Wow. She's a slut. Your sister's a slut. Okay.
She's a hoe.
You just say that.
You sleep in the same bed, dude. Wow. It's crazy.
Ew. Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I did. That was the fantasy for a little while. Having multiple girlfriends around the house.
A harem.
Oh.
Yeah. But I've seen it in the works. It smells weird, man.
Ew.
It smells bad in there. All sharing one bathroom. They just had a baby.
Was she the one who got pregnant?
No, her girlfriend got pregnant.
Her girlfriend got pregnant with one of these dudes' jizz, and they don't even know whose jizz it was.
Yeah. They have it pretty
strong.
She
probably sucked it out and spit it into her pussy. This is so hot, dude. What are you talking about? This rules.
It's my sister. I don't love it.
So they're in a one-bedroom apartment, all four of them?
Well, I think it's like a two-bedroom, but
that's fancy.
They're all
are they poor?
They're of means. They have a baby.
I couldn't imagine having...
Do they sleep head to toe like the grandparents in Willy Wonka?
I that's the only idea that I have. Either that or they're like rifled like sardines.
I can't afford one hot girlfriend, much less a hot girlfriend and two hot boyfriends.
I don't know if you've ever seen a polyamorous couple, Lewis. I don't think there's a hot person in that bed.
Sometimes there must be.
Yeah, there's an armpit hair competition between the four of them. And let me tell you, it's close. So
Joanne, could you
it goes up to their neck.
Yeah, for real.
Joanne, could you ever do a polyamorous relationship?
No, somebody has to die. I'm very very traditional, jealous. I need one man.
So or a woman.
No, I am not gay. I don't know.
Have you ever hooked up with a woman?
No, if I want to eat a pussy, I just bend over. Like, I do yoga. I don't know. I don't think I need you.
Yeah.
Women are crazy.
No, we all just avoided an eating pussy like an eating cat joke. We all opted
let's not
out.
Talk about it.
We all tapped out.
I actually was working on a sushi one.
Okay, you know what? I saw everyone go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's more of the Haitians.
And we said it was
right now.
Yeah, honestly, how do you feel about the Haitians getting the credit
I'm
for
happy
eating
they are,
cats?
They are taking the break for the Asians. There's a break for us Asians. Haitians are the one who's eating dogs and cats.
What
now.
Is the weirdest animal you've ever eaten, Joyang?
I would say scorpions.
Scorpions.
Yeah, I catch them. I sell them for medicine when what I was little.
You catch scorpions. Asian it's people. The culture is bonkers.
Yeah, I have a scorpion team. I have five guys work for me, and we'll catch scorpions and sell them to the. It's actually used for Eastern medicine. It's good for your dick.
You have a team good of scorpions. You see, scorpion.
Scrot. Yeah.
You're the scorpion queen.
Yeah, I was in middle school. I would have a scorpion team in the weekend to go to the mountain to catch scorpions. They will catch it.
And they use the venom.
Yes, the medicine. That's what they use. It's good for your erection.
It's very expensive, right? Is that right? Am I wrong?
I think a gallon is like $1 million.
Did we watch something on scorpion? Like they had a scorpion farm? What did we watch? Yeah. Where they were like milking fucking scorpions.
Yeah, yeah. You have a soft dick. It's going to help.
You think so?
That's what...
Better than Blue Chew. I don't believe that.
I just make money from it.
Dude, do you think Blue Chew... Dude, fucking...
Premier scorpion cock technology.
See, I would rather just pop a little candy in my mouth and chew it than have a scorpion... sting my dick.
But you wouldn't know it. I know it.
My dick would feel that for sure.
No.
What? So, can you, Shannon, look this up. Is this a real thing? Does scorpion venom make your dick hard?
Oh, I found the price of it first, and then
I'll
look it up.
Plus the price.
So the price is about $10 million a liter.
$10 million a liter?
I thought I was going way high.
Yeah. And this is what you used to do. You used to be a scorpion farmer.
Did
you find them under rocks or did you breed scorpions?
Under rocks.
I feel like breeding them is the way to go. You have an entire room of scorpions and then you fucking come in and you...
Yeah, I just hope there's not an earthquake for the love of God.
A giant Mexican just squeezing the fucking
jism. You use a chopstick, you split in half and then grab them like this under the rock. I have heavy fat guys would work for me. I mean, I was 13 years old, but we do it in the weekends.
And then there was all these guys working for you.
Yeah, so I would make all the money and I buy them firecrackers and candies, but I keep the cash. They're dumb. Boys are dumb when they're young.
Is this Yakuza shit? Some crazy ass fucking, what world do you live in where the 13-year-old girl had men searching for scorpions under rocks for her?
But they got candies and firecrackers because they don't know where to sell. I've always been a businesswoman.
I'm not gonna lie.
Is there a more Asian sounding Ponzi scheme than trading firecrackers for scorpions?
Yeah. I would also like to meet Lewis's pet scorpion that you have in your pocket for your boner specifically.
Oh, hey, here we go.
Yeah, come on, Scorpy.
This is my scorpion, little Bluey.
Yeah.
Ow, ooh, ow. Oh, give me a minute.
It swells up. It helps.
Fuck. I roll around on the floor for 35 minutes in pain.
It's under my foreskin.
Oh, my God. I need the anti-venom first before I can fuck.
Why did I believe that Chinese lady?
Speaking of Asian animals, this happened. A panda attacked a person at a zoo in China. I didn't even know pandas attack. I thought pandas were like nice as could be.
Yeah, they're lazy.
They don't even have sex.
They don't have sex. That's why they're going they're going extinct, right?
Yeah, lazy.
Shannon, what is this story? A panda? I didn't even know pandas were violent. I had no idea.
They're just fat. If they just go somewhere, somebody is knocked over. They are just big and fat.
It seems personal. Like a panda killing someone? Yeah. Like they've never done that. Like what did you do to that
But
panda?
I would also say that an orca would not be, it looks very friendly.
Isn't it a killer whale?
It is literally a killer whale. Is a panda known as a killer bear?
So no, I actually brought this story because we've spoken about pandas often on the show and about how sweet and docile they are.
Anything that's black and white, like fucking in color, a zebra, a panda, an orca, I'm thinking they're going to be friendly as fuck.
Your son's mother's relationship.
No, that killed me a little bit.
Yeah.
Shannon, what happened here?
So I'll show you the video.
There's a video of it, which is great. Oh my God.
That is strong as fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can you hold it, Joanne? What are they saying?
Don't make a sound.
Oh, what did it get off her?
Hurry up and don't make a sound. It's like somebody's porn. Be quiet. I don't think the panda was fighting her.
I mean, the panda was definitely attacking her.
Yeah, but maybe she's ugly.
What did it get from her?
Nothing. I think it was just kind of like cleaning itself after. I don't think it got anything from her. I think it just gave up on the fight.
Did it say there was a reason that it happened?
So they're investigating it now. It said that at the same zoo, a different panda attacked like a group of female workers.
Female.
I think they're being mean to the pandas and the pandas are revolting.
The pandas are revolting.
We need a panda detective.
I think that, damn it, I only solve rapes.
Yeah,
I'm a rape dick, not a panda dick.
Yeah, my bad.
Shannon, new segment, panda dicks, where we try to solve panda crimes on the show. I don't think it's a bad idea. We are rebranding the show, so we could do panda dicks.
It's the first segment of the new show.
Zach, you should dress as a panda for Halloween. I don't know why. I just looked over at you and I was like,
an adorable panda.
You're very panda-like in your demeanor. Just sort of like, I can see you just eating bamboo shoots.
I would be an adorable panda.
sucking ants out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be.
Live action Kung Fu Panda. You're a shoo-in, dude. You're a fucking shoo-in.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, that was fun. At least the person didn't die.
Yeah. The panda wasn't that aggressive.
Yeah. We have another video of another animal attack. What is animal attack day, Shannon? What's happening with you?
It just would happen to be in the news.
Okay. Well, a woman survives a python attack for over 2 hours. That's how ineffective pythons are.
Yeah.
It took you 2 hours to not get the kill? That's crazy.
That sucks.
So this is in Thailand. This woman...
It's always in Asia. What's going on with your people?
We get too close to the animal because we won't eat them.
You're flying too close to the sun, they say. Go ahead.
So recently her husband died, so now she lives alone, like in this tiny little shack. She was doing her dishes in the kitchen, and then all of a sudden she felt a pinch on her leg, and this python had
bitten. She thought it was her husband. She's like, honey, you're back. Oh, yeah. No, it's so much worse than that.
Yeah. Oh, sweetheart. How'd you know it was our anniversary? Maybe she was married to that python.
It is the opposite of finding out that your husband's alive. You're being eaten by a python.
Yeah.
I would say it's the opposite of a pie-a-thon.
Zach just heard Python.
Yeah,
where?
I just signed up for Python. Yeah,
this isn't what I expected at all.
I'm half in a state.
Yeah. When do I get the pie?
Zach's got a bib on.
Yeah.
And a fork and knife, and I'm just half in a Python.
I swear to God, smell from a windowsill carried me off my feet over here.
I'm here for the pie-a-thon.
Yeah. How did the snake even make that pie? He doesn't have hands.
I can ask. Nice little silly pun, little silly bit. Come on, folks. Shannon, let's see.
So that the python bit her, and she was alone and screaming for 2 hours until the cops.
Is a python the one that has venom, or
it wraps around you?
It's a boa constrictor.
Constrictor. Yeah, boa constructor.
Boa constructor. A boa constructor makes costumes for drag queens.
Listen, gal, I'm fucking union. All right. Listen, I knew those guys who built those fucking towers.
What? He's in boa construction.
Yeah.
So I got to call my boa contractor.
Yeah.
He'll be here shortly. Boa constrictor. They constrict. Yes, I got it. Fuck off, Shannon.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. Shannon, you are a stupid bitch.
My boat, tight squeeze on those prices. With the little...
Shannon, you're a...
You got a no-show job in boa construction.
How you expect me to use a hammer? I don't got arms. The vest barely fits.
I'm a fucking snake, all right? What do you want me to do over here?
Yeah, I can wrap around the rebar pipes real good. Hold those together, but someone's got to carry me.
This is a great bit, dude.
Yeah.
A snake that's in construction.
Do you know how long it took me to be a foreman?
Oh, look at that girl. What up, sweetheart?
Yeah. It just rattles.
Hey, you hot bitch.
Shakira, what's up?
You ever get your pussy eaten by a fork tongue?
You ever see what I can do to a small pig? Come over here. I'll make easy work of your ass.
It's a good bit. Shannon, boa construction. Shannon, from now on, we do a bit like that. Very quickly switch to like construction site sounds in the background because we can keep it going. We can give it a try. We'll see if it works. But I would say give us some ambiance. This is going to be the new Gomez and Amico show. A lot more ambiance happening.
Ambiance is fun.
Ambiance is a sick thing for podcasts. Did you ever listen to Serial back in the day?
No.
Like they would fuck it up.
Like Rice Snaps and Crackles and Pops.
Rice Krispie Treats. Yeah, sometimes it makes the milk taste different.
No, it's talking to you, I swear to God.
This is my favorite podcast.
It's speaking Russian. Yeah, listen.
It's Morse code. It says I'm tasty.
What'd you say, cereal? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Chocolate, marshmallow, graham cracker. It's Morse code.
It's Morse code. God damn it.
Morse code is a good bit too.
Morse code is a great.
Morse code is a great bit. So Shannon, can we see this python already? I mean, what are we doing here? What are we even doing?
This is the body cam footage as they're approaching her.
This is the body cam footage.
Sup?
That's
shitty place.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh.
Oh, she's being wrapped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Where's her tits?
Yeah, I can see why her husband died. Ew.
That's...
Maybe he's not even dead. He's just lost in the shit in her
Maybe
house.
He fed Ew. Himself to a snake.
Oh, my God.
He died, oh. came back as a snake, and tried to kill her.
God, this is how we're going to find Paco one day.
Yeah. This is Thailand, huh? By the way, this is a nice place in Thailand.
Yeah.
This is considered a high-end, like, luxury apartment in Thailand.
This is my sister's God. Place in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is an episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, I don't... So she's in water? What is she in?
That is... Oh, my God.
She's in her foyer.
I feel like we're going to see tits here in a second, and I'm all about it.
She has no...
Just tits in general. Oh, she's covering them up. Come on.
I'm sorry, miss.
Is this a pee? I don't understand the language.
Can you translate?
No,
at least, can you try to translate at least?
It's the third world country. I don't know. This is not okay. I mean, I would just die if I live here.
Oh, she covered her tits. Damn it. Oh, they got her back.
Yeah, and she had like all the she didn't have circulation in the right part of her body, like the right half of her body. Oh. So they got there just in time.
Oh no.
She's okay.
Damn.
Yeah,
dude, imagine you're a snake, you almost score a human. That's to be fucking sick.
That's so much good eating.
Dude, just fucking, you don't gotta eat for a month. I bet you it's a long time we don't have to eat.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we've been finding. This is stories that are happening. Like, they find a big fat snake, and they're like, that looks like a human in there. And they cut it open, and sure enough, it's just some old lady.
Oh, God.
Old women are regularly eaten by snakes.
Yeah. I used to live in Florida, and one of, like...
Burmese paisans, right?
Yeah.
All over.
People would just be like, the snake is too big. Enjoy the wilderness. And then it would just, like...
It became a thing, right? Where pythons weren't native to Florida, but so many Florida dipshits bought big snakes and release them into the wild, that it became a problem. Right?
Yeah, they're like in their studio apartment, just being like, I don't know what to do with all this fucking snake.
Oh,
dude.
Man, this is too much snake for me. There you go, little boy.
Yeah, enjoy the wilderness. Yeah.
You can make good boots.
Go live, be free.
Yeah. I said go.
Go get out of here, man.
You go live with the rest of the Hebrews.
Don't you look at me like that, you motherfucker. You know I loved you. Get out of here.
You hit the snake.
Go on. Be with your family.
That was a scene that almost really got me when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It was at a time where I was so abused that I wouldn't cry watching movies, but it was probably my generation as well. Like, when you were like 8, would you cry watching a movie with like your family?
No, I'm not a pussy.
Right, exactly. That's how I felt too.
Yeah.
You take a pill still, baby.
No, that was later.
He didn't cry. He was dry, completely dry eyed. He's like,
yeah. I'm just like, I can't feel dick now, like, dude.
This rules. Goodbye, Earth.
Xanax is good. I'm gonna watch Family Guy and peace out.
Yeah, what a way to go. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar. If you guys are a cigar enthusiast or just getting into cigars, Small Batch has you covered. It's a great gift for that man in your life as well. I'll tell you right now, cigars are great. If you just want to just hang out in the backyard, puff on a cigar, not something you got to do every day, but just once out of blue, you do feel like the fucking man. And I don't really know that much about cigars, Zach, and Small Batch Cigar makes it easy.
Yep, they have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and there's free shipping on every order. Almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days if it's in the continental United States. It has the Boveda pack included with every purchase, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly.
Yeah, it's really incredible. It's a great company. They have a Discover page where you can discover brand new cigars. And if you know what you're talking about and you know cigars, you're going to find so many amazing cigars on the website. Just go to smallbatchcigar.com, smallbatchcigar.com, and use the promo code GAS10, GAS10. You're going to save 10% plus earn 5% rewards points. Once again, that is smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? Yeah, what's the point I just made?
Snakes are eating people.
Yes. Also, the Burmese python eat alligator.
No, I just said something
Florida,
else. What did
right?
I just ask you?
I don't know.
And she called you a pussy.
Yes.
You said why?
Oh, because you cried at Harry and the Hendersons.
And the Hendersons.
Yeah.
You remember that scene?
I've never seen that
Shannon,
movie.
Pull up the scene from Harry and the Hendersons where they do that, where it's like, he's like, yeah, go now. Go in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And then Harry's like, and then John Lithgow's like, get the fuck out of here, Harry. They're going to fucking come get you. And Harry's like, and then John Lithgow fucking hits Harry.
He smacks him?
He smacks Harry. Dude, as a kid, Dude, as a kid, I remember just being like, fuck, dude, I remember just being like, it fucking, dude, that, and the scene from E.T. where E.T. is almost dying, where he's in the fucking thing, dude, just being a kid being like, what? I don't cry. I don't cry. I never cry. Go ahead, Shannon, pull the scene up. It's going to get me right now, probably.
Dude, start crying, please.
Go. Go.
He hit him already, Shannon. Because Harry wouldn't go at first.
I'll find a longer clip.
Damn. Whoever made that music, though, that's like a famous composer for movies, right?
Yeah, probably.
That music was like, whatever that just was, because back in the day, it was like three or four dudes that got the job, right?
Yeah, they crushed it.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, what's his name? Fucking,
Danny Elfman.
Yep.
Yep.
Zach knows my language of all time.
Tap, tap, tap. Help me.
Danny Elfman was so good that it almost feels like they made movies around him. They were like, well, we got Danny Elfman first. Now let's get Burton involved.
Yeah.
Now let's get an actor.
Can we just make a movie that goes hum, 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 hum?
Yeah, let's see.
Where you belong now. You've got to go. To the floor. Don't worry about us. We'll be all right.
He's getting fucking pissed.
Get out of here!
Oh, he hits
him. Can't you see we don't want you anymore?
Oh.
Why can't you go back where you came from?
Lewis with his name.
Africa! How do I get to Africa?
Ow! Oh my God!
What if he tore his head off?
It did turn around like he was like, yeah. We about that? Yeah. Oh, we're about that right now? All right.
No.
Go,
Harry. Shannon, are you crying in the booth right now?
No, I still have tears from boa constrictor.
My boa constriction?
Oh, my God. I
want to
cry.
I really got you.
Hey, yeah.
Drang wants to cry because it looks like he was tenderizing meat.
That was
she loved that. She's like, monkeys?
That's how my father told me to leave.
Yeah.
Remember my dad.
Joanne, go! We don't like you anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what my dad did.
Wow. Go scorpion farm!
That got me as a kid. That like, but I remember, just, I didn't give it in though. What's the first movie I ever cried on? There was probably a moment where I was like, fine, I'm just going to cry in a movie.
Land Before Time got me, but I was like a little kid.
All of those movies didn't get me because I would fight it. I would go. My mind would go to other places. I would start thinking of like, my father's death to keep myself from crying.
Yeah.
And none of those movies got me. It was definitely later, like, it may have been.
Maybe Milo and Otis.
No, I didn't cry during Milo and Otis. I cried describing Milo and Otis to Big J and Dave.
Okay.
Just the description?
No, that's a misconception. When I cried, I was really drunk. We were getting drunk on the podcast. We were having like a power hour or something. We were obliterated.
Yeah.
And I was talking about watching Milo and Otis with my son. And I just started talking about how I watched it with my mom when I was his age. And that's the moment that got me. Just being like emotional, like, you know, going through, you know, that idea or whatever, you know. But no, the movie itself wasn't sad. The first movie I can remember crying on was A Flight by myself. And it was the Steve Jobs movie with Michael Fassbender.
Really?
And I was just so inspired. It wasn't even a sad moment. I was just like, this guy's the fucking man. I love him.
I wish your plane crashed, right? As soon as this thing touches down, life's changing.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, Does It Live? Italian tourist was hit by a falling statue. What is this? Can we go to Italy for a moment? Does it live or does it die?
Does it live or does it die?
Does it live or does it die? It's a tourist hit by a fallen statue. This is in Italy, not an Italian tourist. Is it an Italian tourist here?
No, it's a tourist in Italy. It's a couple.
It's in a tourist.
Yes. It was a couple, and their last day on their vacation, they figured before they go to the airport, they're going to take one last sightseeing tour.
Damn.
And to the famous spot there. Where everyone gets smushed.
Yeah. Ah, the Hall of Falling Statues.
Oh, you mean Perfect Smush Alley?
So you're going to like keep an eye on her during this. I'm gonna actually mute it.
Let's
going
see.
Down the street. Ooh, nailed her.
Oh.
Ooh. What?
Hey, watch out, they're dropping my statue.
Yeah. Watch out, Tapalo.
So it was just a piece of a statue fell.
Yeah, I actually.
I would like to think it was a penis off of like a fucking.
Michelangelo.
Just fell off and hit her in the head.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that right there. It looks very sharp.
Do you get to take it home? If it hits you in the head, I feel like
I mean,
you get to have it.
That big of a piece and that sharp of a piece.
That could kill you, maybe.
That could definitely kill you. I'm saying the way she fell, the way that this is even a story, I think that this bitch is dead.
I honestly, kind of works out good for the guy. Whole nother vacation, single guy in Italy.
That is true. Rerun he was like, it. Oh my God, I was about to buy a python to eat her.
Yeah. I've been on fucking Tubi all day looking at pythons.
I say she died. I think that if it made the news, if this was just her getting hit in the head with something, I don't think it would have made an international news story.
I think so that's how I'm deducing. I think if she died, they would have blurred the footage.
But we can't see her anyway.
And also, it's not like the shards aren't surrounded by brain matter and blood.
That's true.
It's not like they'd like wash it off and just be like, all right.
I bet she's in the hospital. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I don't think she's dead.
Does she have insurance? Would it cover?
Probably.
International travel.
Act of God, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, also, it's probably a great little lawsuit. But I mean, what do you even do? What's the first step for suing a fucking...
Italy,
like an Italian, old Italian building?
Yeah.
Some old lady fucking like beating a blanket on the side of it. Like, I'm suing you, bitch.
Yeah, and she makes you the best tortellini you've ever fucking had.
I can't
had.
Sue this woman.
Yeah,
she's got to pay your lawsuit out in sauce.
Yeah.
I'm making the sauce for you.
Shannon, what exactly happened here?
So, she did live immediately, but she died 2 days later in the hospital. So I think that
eaten by a python.
Yes.
In the hospital
all the time. Dude.
Holy shit!
Those Italian hospital pythons.
Where was she from?
Hold on, Padua. Padua.
Oh no,
Padua.
Padua. I look up where that is.
Where is it?
I don't know.
And it says that they're trying to. Oh, it's northern Italy, so just another part of Italy.
Oh.
All right, so whatever. One less Italian.
Yeah. And it says that they're considering manslaughter charges.
Who slaughtered? I mean, sue the statue?
Can you get a little closer to your mic, Zhao Ying, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand where they came from because it just said this statue fell out of the sky. So maybe if it's like something that wasn't properly maintained on the building.
Yeah, probably.
Is it going to sue God?
Yeah. You can't do that.
The Vatican.
You can sue the Vatican.
Yeah. You can.
Can you? I bet you could probably sue the Vatican, right? They're not above being sued. You know, yeah. The Vatican is its own country.
That's so weird. Yeah.
Do you know that? It has its own like laws. It has its own fucking like. It's not a part of Italy.
Their kid fucking laws are like, yeah.
Hey, you know, it's cool.
It's pretty nice around here, though. Have you seen?
We have our own laws. You can fuck children and. Shannon, right? That's true, right? The Vatican, it's its own country.
Or city?
I think it's its own country.
I do have that you can sue it. So I found that part.
You can?
Yeah, the Vatican is its own country. It has its own, like, fucking everything.
Yeah, it's a landlocked sovereign country.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? City, microstate.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's like a little pimple.
And it's fucking huge, too.
Really?
It's not just fucking like, it's the Vatican City, dude. It's like within like the city walls. It's pretty bonkers. It's one of the coolest things I've ever experienced was visiting.
Oh, you went there?
I went with my son, yeah. And we did a
just shop him around to all the priests and stuff.
Yeah, I tried to make
that?
A lot of money and nobody would buy him, dude.
Yeah.
He's too old.
No, he's too old.
Too old.
Are you saying he's a brown? No dice.
Can we, Shannon, did you put my story on that I sent you?
Oh, hold on one second. I'll add it right now.
Please, what is it?
I brought a story that I thought you guys would be interested in. There was a shooting in a park in Rochester.
Okay.
And one of the suspects has been identified, and they're looking for him.
Okay.
It's a manhunt. I actually thought it would be fun if Zhao Yang read the story to us. Because I think it's very interesting. Hopefully, Shannon can bring it up in the time that I'm taking a vamp. But I know I did text it to her, not email it.
Nice vamping, dog.
Yeah, I'm emailing it.
Top
no
notch
problem,
man.
But yeah, very interesting, guys. It's a manhunt for a certain gentleman who's took out a gun. I think there was like multiple people with guns in this park, but this is the guy that's been identified, and I find it very, very interesting. And I think we need to put out, we need to have the Real Ass Podcast fans keep an eye out for this guy.
We should. Let's see.
Okay.
Harry from Harry and Henderson's.
Yes, and if you want to bring
up
the
get out of here, Harry. Get out of here. Stop shooting people in the park, Harry.
Harry, this is what we were talking about. Please stop.
Good.
Yeah, and yeah, if you just want to,
should I read it?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Good. Go up to the.
Go up to
Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. Police identified a suspect Wednesday in connection with the July 28th.
Can we make Joy Ang like our official news correspondent?
Mm-hmm. This is incredible. That killed two people and injured five others at Maplewood Park. Can I say that word?
Yeah, that's his name. What's his name?
The N-word Johnson, 20.
It's The Rock's brother.
He's wanted for reckless endangerment and criminal possessions of a weapon for being in the park with a gun and firing it.
They're looking for Nigger Johnson? Were they my son's mother?
if you want to look at the Crime Stoppers flyer.
Crime Stopper wanted for reckless endangerment, first degree, and the criminal possession of weapon, second degree, occurring July 28th, 24, Maplewood Park, Rochester, New York. And Ward Johnson, DOB, January 31st, 04. He's a child, 6'1", 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, listen, if you see Niger Johnson, please call 911.
I'm sorry?
Niger.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
I'm going to go Niger.
Oh. Oh, egg on my face.
Yeah. A little Freudian slip back there, pal. Cart before the horse.
Wow. I am very sorry, guys. I had no idea. I read that wrong.
I mean, there had to be at least one nurse in the hospital when they wrote that down.
Excuse me?
When Anthony Cumia saw that, did he just start coming everywhere?
Yeah.
Did his head explode and he started just shooting jizz into the air?
Yeah.
He named the kid. It was like that old Crayola contest.
Yeah.
Where they sent a picture out and they had, describe this child.
He explodes. Loads into a drone show that said, I told you so.
Fuck me, dude.
So just, guys, if you're in the Rochester area, keep an eye out and call 911 if you see Nigger Johnson.
Yeah, please.
That's a tough one. Yeah. That's a tough one to name your kid. He made it to 20 with that name.
Yeah.
Imagine how many substitute teachers had to be like.
Imagine every substitute teachers were shot by other people in the school.
Yeah. And he's not there that day?
Yeah. Or they all just raised their hands?
Yeah.
Here.
Nigger.
It's Ben Stein. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Louis, you know the Chinese word sounds just like the N-word, right?
What is it? What is the word?
Is it which? Is it? Nigger. That is it. Nigger. So when Chinese people say,
what
also,
is that? Because you see that
one,
sometimes.
That one.
I did see like it was a bunch of basketball players got off a bus and they were like, nigger.
Yes, I did see
and
that.
That went viral.
I thought that was being
one.
Racist.
It means that, no, I mean that one. That one. Or which one? Mm-hmm. It sounds the same. So okay. The N-word. So I had a black boyfriend. He asked me to call him the N-word in bed. And I was like, you speak Chinese this whole time?
Yeah.
Which one do you want? Nigger or nigger? He goes, nigger, please. So
I love it.
Yeah, there's a video. It's like a little girl singing on TV. She goes, he got caught up, popo. And then it cuts to a black guy and be like, there's a little girl who needs to talk to you right now. Nope.
It means which one?
He's on the phone, like, looking through his blinds. There's a little Japanese girl who needs to talk to you.
All right, so let's go to this story. This is kind of fun. New York City's first rainforest cafe to open at the Empire State Building for four days.
Oh, it opened for 4 days?
No, not yet.
It's going to open for 4 days. Why only 4 days?
So initially, they played an April Fool's joke on people last year and said that Rainforest Cafe was coming to New York City. And they got such a
response. Why do people get excited about that? Rainforest Cafe sucks dick.
It rules. I'm sorry.
You like Rainforest Cafe.
It's such a staple of my childhood.
Zhongyang, eat your microphone a little bit.
What?
I love Rainforest Cafe, Margaritaville, all
didn't
that
anyone
shit.
Just notice what just happened? She went, what? And then I said, Joanne, eat your microphone. She went, what?
the statement stayed the same.
It was great. No, Rainforest, I don't know if maybe I've eaten Rainforest Cafe one time.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like, TGI Fridays with like.
Animatronics.
You know, yeah.
There's a thunderstorm.
Yeah, we used to rob the Rainforest Cafe at the Palisade Center Mall.
You're a poacher?
Me and my friends, yeah. And we knew specifically that the money was going for the rainforest.
Yeah.
The wishing well.
Oh, shit.
So we would go into it when the mall would close. The Palisade Center Mall, this is at a time when not many malls stayed open. Like, this is one of the first super malls in the country. At the time when I was in high school, the Palisade Center Mall, where Levity Live is, that comedy club,
yeah.
That was the third or fourth largest mall in the world at the time.
You could tell.
It was massive. And it was also at a time where they didn't have these mega malls. There was no such thing as a like a roller coaster or like a Ferris wheel in a mall.
Yeah.
This is like one of the first malls. They had an ice skating rink. They had a movie theater. They like it was huge, right? It was fucking massive. So things would stay open really late. You'd see a movie until 2 o'clock in the morning. You'd see a midnight movie and you know, it would be out at 2 in the morning. So the doors to the mall itself were still open. So we used to play Manhunt in the mall. Like when we were we would literally at night, there'd be like 10 or 15 of us. We'd go into the mall and fucking within an hour, security was also playing Manhunt with us because we were hiding from security. It was so much fucking
fun. They don't know it yet.
They had no idea. And then we would like, you know, like the kiosks in the center of the mall.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they what they do is they would pull down like essentially almost like a sheet.
Yeah.
That the same way like a fitted sheet on a bed goes at the bottom, it would like come in like it would almost like it was like elastic at the bottom, so it's kind of taut at the bottom, but you could just reach your hand under it and just grab blindly steal things. So we would just it didn't matter. I had fucking it was just like a picture frame and a fucking like just whatever it did just to steal. But we would also steal from the Rainforest Cafe. Maybe twice a month we would go in and we would just empty the wishing well.
Was it a good haul?
Yeah, a couple $100 every time.
Fucking what? That's a lot of money for a wishing well.
For a 17-year-old kid, it was a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. You're making more than working at that mall.
Yeah.
Just robbing it.
I talked about it in my act, my first special. I worked at Hot Topic, and they told us on day one of training that if you see a shoplifter, like, you can't touch them. They were like, yeah, you could be liable to be sued. It was like, do not put your hands on anybody. If you see a shoplifter, call security. Security has to come. Security can't touch them. Mm. Security has to call the cops, and the cops have to come. So literally the only thing I'm going, I'm like, all right, I'm going to quit this job, and I'm going to rob this place blind every day.
It's smart.
And you that's guys what
have too much rice in America.
Too much rice.
Rice.
It's not rice. Everything is rice to these people.
It's crazy.
One portion is like 2,000 individual things of rice.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. Is that a, what's his name joke?
Right? Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg is like, I like rice. I've always wanted to eat 1,000 of something.
That is true.
Yeah. Or something like that.
No, it's the same way at like mall security. You can't touch people. Same way at Disney World.
They can't touch you.
Can't touch you. My dad used to be a security guard at Disney World.
Wow.
And they would like kindly try to take you to Disney jail without just being like, I know you have stuff.
See, the thing is you can't play though. What's great, this is the X factor, right? And this is why you see it all the time. Because I don't know if there's any jurisdiction in this country where a mall security guard can fucking tackle somebody and bring them to the ground for stealing. I don't think that exists. I think that's a liability anywhere you go. I don't think it's a crazy thing just in New York or New Jersey that's the case. I think probably in most jurisdictions, mall security can't tackle you because if you get hurt, you can, you know. Due diligence. What am I thinking of? The process, the legal process.
Due process?
Just due process, right? You can't just physically assault people for allegedly stealing, right? That's the thing. But the X factor is that black people and Puerto Ricans are just savages, and we're just meant to cause havoc.
Okay.
And uneducated blacks and Puerto Ricans most of the time are the people who get these jobs as mall security. So they just say, fuck it. They take it as a personal affront that they're stealing. Like, a Puerto Rican will convince himself that you've stolen from his home if you're stealing from the mall, and he will attack you as such.
Yeah.
So the point is that when you're stealing, you can't always assume that security's not going to fucking tackle you.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm sure. Dude, if you're doing security, you tackle a guy.
Maybe.
I would think so.
We're also now catching up in a world where everything's filmed not just from the people, but from cell phones and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm sure many people in the past have been tackled. And when the police got there, they fell.
Yeah.
When they were running.
You know,
they fell down the stairs, they fell through the door, et cetera.
Yeah.
But now just everything's filmed.
Yeah, but like bouncers too. Like bouncers beat the shit out of people. They can't actually, they're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to beat people up. Bouncers get arrested. That's what happens. If you beat somebody, if you get into a fight and you're a bouncer, you get arrested.
Damn.
And your fucking boss has to bail you out.
So Roadhouse is like a fucking stupid fake movie?
Yeah, it's all just not real, dude.
God damn it. God damn it.
Joanne, what's the last thing you stole?
A man's heart.
We use it, make medicine. I have a whole team of men steal hearts from me.
Yeah, you mix it with the scorpions.
Yes, it was delicious.
What's the last thing you really stole, Joanne?
I talked to you about it. Whenever I go back to China, I just take something from my friend's house. She put it out
rich,
there.
Yeah.
She put out there. She feel because I divorced my ex-husband who's rich and I have nothing.
You have nothing now. What about this jewelry? Are you selling this jewelry? Why is it off your body?
It's pressing from your thing. It hurt my ear.
Oh, I see.
I have money now.
Are those nipple tassels? That's what it kind of looks like.
I'm wearing a bra for you, actually. Normally, I don't wear bras.
You don't wear bras?
Normally, I don't.
Why would you wear one for me?
I just want to respect you.
No. That's disrespectful. In my house, women...
Normally, I would never wear bra.
Women show their nipples.
I think wearing bra is a scam to make women ugly because your tits should learn how to defy
I think you should take your
gravity,
bra off,
right?
Throw those under your nipples like nipple tassels and fucking call it a day.
I think maybe later, maybe after I have two coffee.
Okay.
So she just leaves things out there for me.
Yeah.
For me to take.
Okay.
Because she feel bad to offer to me, I would feel
of course
poor. And she's like, "There's a Rolex watch. It's pink. It's just right there." And she's like, "If you take it, I won't see it because my eyes are tiny. So I just take it, and then I know she's like a big sister. She's very rich. I took it. I mean, I did steal it, but it's not really stealing.
Did you keep it? Or did you?
Of course.
It?
No, I keep it.
I feel like Chinese.
I have money now.
So
I don't
different.
Need to sell jewelry. I keep them.
Yeah, you're touring. You're killing it, right?
Yeah.
You're touring all over
the
world. I see you touring everywhere.
I finally stopped making
Do you have an
money
email
now.
List? Is that what it is?
I have a...
I think that's... we're going to go back to email
I have
lists,
a 50,000 email list.
Email list is the way to go.
I collect my email list.
Everyone got into... Social media is too passive.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have a proactive email list, that's a much smarter way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have to sign up for it. They have to actively do it. Like, you can just, with social media, it's just so easy just to follow a million fucking people.
Yeah.
But how many email lists are you signing up for? Maybe a dozen? You're like, I'm active. I want those fucking messages. So
yeah.
I'm gonna pull a little Joyang in my life.
The rate is very high, the email list. If they sign up for it, they want to click the tickets because they want that.
I love that. I'm going to fucking start doing that. That's a smart way to do it.
Doing
back
like
back
this,
in the
dude.
Fucking day. What's the last thing you stole, Tristan?
The last thing I stole? A man's heart? No. I stole a tall boy recently. A little beer. A
little beer.
But it was just because, like, it wasn't really necessarily stealing on my part. It was just the guy who was, like, behind the bodega was just hammered.
Yeah.
And, like, I just was standing there for, like, 4 minutes, and I'm like, "Hey, can I get this?" He's like, "Yeah, man, you're waiting for your food." And I'm like, "I didn't order food."
Wow.
And then I was like, I just grabbed it, and I'm like, "All right, see you later, man. Thank you." And he's like, "Thanks, man. Come back again." I'm like, "Dude, fuck off."
Beautiful. Nice. Yeah.
It was nice. It felt victorious.
That's a good steal. The last thing I stole was avocados from the supermarket a couple days ago.
That's a solid steal.
Like, it wouldn't fucking scan in. You scan it in, and then they ask you how many you have. It just wouldn't do it, and I was doing self-checkout, and I was like, "Well, you guys don't want me to pay for this. Throw them right in my fucking basket."
That's pretty tight.
I have an avocado tree. I'll bring some for you next time.
You have an avocado tree?
Yes. They have a lot of it. It looks like aliens' balls.
Wow. It's
a lot of them.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. Please bring me some avocados.
Okay. I'll bring you a bag.
I went on a date with a girl recently, and she has a garden. She told me she was going to bring me a pepper, and she didn't fucking bring it. I was a little bit
I have eggplants too, Luis.
Calm down. We already talked about Niger Johnson.
I really do have eggplants.
We moved on from that story.
We have eggplants. I really do. My mom grow them.
You got a whole garden?
Yeah, I have eggplants, strawberry, everything. But I have everything but a man.
Everything but a man.
Damn.
If you can only grow a man, you grow a man in that garden, you'll be good.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Maybe. And then the last thing I stole before that was I did steal a magnet recently. Even though I said I was going to stop stealing magnets from the airport, because I found out that if you get caught stealing from the airport, they will ban you from the entire airport.
Yeah, man.
It's a whole to-do.
It's a crime in an airport.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking thing. And it's gonna be the bane of my existence is me stealing a $4 magnet.
Just
and I'm gonna be
days.
Just literally a whole city is gonna be out.
Yeah, not only a whole city, like I feel like it'll get a cry. If Delta will talk, just being like, don't
you
let
think
this
Delta
guy...
just in general will no, I won't be banned from Delta. No fly list for keep people on the do not fly list in general for stealing from an airport. Not like a fucking, you're not stealing a fucking, like a pilot's hat. We're talking about a magnet from a fucking, this is a privately owned business. These are newsstands.
That'd be so tight if you stole a pilot's hat.
Like,
and then
got your hat, boom, ran off the.
Just ran onto your seat.
Yeah. There was a woman recently, try to find that video, the woman who missed her flight and she ran under the tarmac, Shannon. It's wild. But can you get banned from an airport from stealing from a newsstand?
Probably.
Also, why don't they have fun stuff in airports? There should be an arcade.
That is true.
But the amount of flights that are delayed, you think if they just made like even like a little arcade with some fucking video games.
Would you go to the arcade? Play some Dance Dance Revolution?
If they had some fun games, for sure.
I could see you fucking up DDR.
If I was on a flight with my son and we got delayed, 100%. I would go, let's go straight to the arcade. They have little massage spas now. They used to have a gym in the Chicago airport.
That's kind of tight.
I've only worked out in an airport one time ever, and it was fucking awesome.
Really?
Wow.
Had like a 3-hour layover. I just went. They had showers. They had a steam room. Worked out. There's nobody there. It was pretty fucking sick. But there's not enough fun stuff in an airport to do.
Yeah, if they put Dave and Buster's in airports, that would be tight.
I bet it would fucking be very successful.
Or like a Topgolf. You could just shoot them at the
yeah. Maybe they're afraid of people missing their flight because they're fucking around.
Who the fuck would that care? That would literally only give them more money.
More money.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they don't care at all.
Plus standby passengers.
The only thing I would say is that I feel like those massage places are never busy. I feel like nothing's ever busy. Like when you go to these places in an airport, it's never busy. You get food. I think people also, when you get a flight delayed, you're annoyed and you're hoping that it like doesn't, like you're not really like, oh, let me just fucking play some fucking Mortal Kombat now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's the reason.
In all, plus the massage places do not do happy endings, which is honestly a disservice.
I know. And I try. I turn over with a fucking hard cock. I'm like,
just back up his penis out.
Yeah. They never do it. They never say yes.
That's disgusting of them.
Yeah. But they should. I was thinking a comedy club in an airport would work.
That would be so nice.
Imagine ooh. You're just the working comedian at Newark.
Oh,
airport.
The host.
Every hour, there's just a new set of fucking pissed off people on a delayed flight, and you're just telling your shitty jokes.
Yeah,
that rules.
Where are you from?
It's gotta be crazy expensive rented an airport, right?
Oh yeah.
The airport. The rent's gotta be like. How much is it to rent like a fucking kiosk at an airport? How much is it to get a fucking like a vending machine at an airport? Airport vending machines are wild. You get flowers, you can get an iPad.
You get a whole salad.
Yeah, you get a salad, you can get fucking dude. And then there are assholes. There's like one that just has like black licorice. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
The cost of renting a kiosk at an airport depends on the size of the kiosk and the level of customization. Shit. Denver International Airport, a 4x8 costs $5,100 at least. That's not that bad.
A large kiosk costs up to $11,000.
$5,100 in an airport is not that bad. If you're selling shit that like people fucking need.
A pet store.
Just think that are the most inconvenient things for airports.
Just a pet store, you know.
Bowling balls?
Yeah. A tire shop?
Yeah. Well,
we can add this to your check bag. It's like, yeah. I don't need four.
Dude, we're selling bonsai trees at the airport. That's pretty sick. We have an electric guitar store.
Yeah.
Fine China.
Yeah.
The only thing you want in an airport is a change of clothes, because that's what you'll see. You'll see like a nice clothing place. There'll be like a fucking spot with suits or whatever.
Yeah.
Because your luggage gets lost. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, I need fucking clothes now.
I want a macaw. Every time I go into JFK, I'm like, if only I could have just a pangolin or something.
Dude, there's an exotic pet store at fucking LaGuardia. It's pretty wild, dude.
It's pretty cool. It's right next to...
Yeah, I bought a flying squirrel.
Yeah, a sugar glider? I can't even have those where I'm landing. It's crazy.
Dude, I gotta fucking let it out in the air.
Yeah, they gave me like one of those cardboard houses that you put like lizards in from Petco.
Or you buy 50 of them and that's how you fly. Yeah. Tie them all to you, like up.
Yeah, yeah, sugar gliders just fly around.
You're just hovering 4 feet above the ground.
Should have bought five more.
Yeah, fuck.
You guys are the shit. We're going to wrap this one up. This has been a silly, fun show. Fun times. Thank you for everyone that's watching. We'll be back. Actually, this week, we're off Wednesday and Friday. We're doing Best Ofs. We're doing Best of Skankfest, right, on Wednesday and Friday? Or are we just doing Skankfest episodes? Are you doing any editing, Shanna? Or are you just going to fucking phone it in and just do a... No, Wednesday should be a Best of Skankfest because we'll put it out on YouTube and everything. Friday can be a replay of an old one.
Got it.
So yeah, guys, tune in Wednesday. Best of Skankfest coming to you from the year. We're gonna go old school, the old ones, New York ones, the first ever Real Ass Podcast Skankfest. We'll get the best moments. And thank you guys for watching, and thank you guys for being at Skankfest. I'm very excited to see you guys all in Vegas this week. So make sure you come up to me and say what's up, take a picture, smoke a joint with me. Let's have a fucking blast. Let's have the best Skankfest we've ever had. Thank you. Good night.
That's all, folks.